Okay, we're going to try and share a few ideas on the Seder to try and illuminate our eyes a little bit more to the beauty of this night. We'll start off by talking about Yachatz. From Rav Kluger's Haggadah, Rav Kluger mentions that obviously we know by Yachatz we take the middle matzah and we break it and we put the bigger half away for Afikoman. And this whole idea of Yachatz says it's really a big tikkun for Lashon Hara, for saying bad Chas V'Shalom about another person. Now, how do we see this in Yachatz, that we're trying to fix the sin of Lashon Hara? So he says that when you break something in half, obviously it connotes two sides. It connotes two sides. And not only does it connote two sides, it also has this imagery of almost an argument. Maybe two people pulling on each side, and this matzah breaks in half into two pieces. And we see that this goes deeper, this idea that matzah is representative of argument, of separation. He says we see this from the Zohar. The Zohar is talking about the Masa Meriva in the Midbar, when the Jewish people are in not their greatest place. There's disagreements, and they're in a pretty low place. And he says to not only read it as Masa Umeriva, but Matza Umeriva. That the Jewish people were broken. The Jewish people were arguing. The Jewish people were in a place of disagreement, and maybe saying not the nicest things to each other. And honestly, if we look at also the time we're supposed to eat, the bigger half of the matzah we break by Yachatz, it's before Chatzos we aim for. And Chatzos is a lesson of, again, Chetzi, of half, right? It's the halfway point through the night. So this whole idea of Yachatz is we're trying to break something into two pieces. But the question is, if Lashon Hara causes us to be separated, to be broken, to as one nation we become broken into separate pieces, so how is Yachatz really a tikkun for that? How is Yachatz fixing that? When we split the middle matzah, are we trying to bring each other closer? And to make the question even go deeper, he brings a beautiful idea from David HaMelech, where David HaMelech says, a beautiful pasuk, one second, David HaMelech says, Hashem hatzila nafshi misfas sheker. Hashem saved me from, saved my soul from the lips of falsehood. Milashon remaya. Ma'itin lecha ma'yosif lecha lashon remaya. Hashem, what can I add? What can I say differently to these deceitful, this deceitful tongue, this deceitful speech? Chitzi gibor shenunim. And then he talks about the arrows of these people, the arrows. And he's talking about their speech, their words. Specifically, the lashon of chitzi is, again, this lashon of breaking in half, into two. Because words, and lashon hara has the ability to break us apart. So what's the tikkun? The tikkun is, I think, I'm going to bring in a teaching from Rebbe Tzemachas. I think the tikkun is that we put the bigger half away for the afikoman. Afikoman, we know, is hidden away. It's hidden away. And I think the teaching is that really, the tikkun for lashon hara. How do we get past this lowly sin of lashon hara that's very difficult? I think the idea is understanding that the bigger half of a person is always hidden away. Sometimes when we see a person do something, we don't appreciate what they're doing. We think that they're portraying a negative midah. We're upset that they could say a certain thing, do a certain thing, act a certain way. Sometimes the issue is that we're seeing a part of what they're doing, a part of who they are, but we're not really looking at the greater picture of this person. We're not really looking at the greater picture. We don't understand the full picture of who this person is and how they got to this point. Maybe if we understood the hidden aspects of this person, the greater concentration of this person, now we're just seeing one act or seeing one midah throughout time. But if we really saw the greater life of this person, maybe we'd understand a little bit more why they struggle with what they're struggling with, why they act the way they act. Right? And the same thing for ourselves as well, obviously. But Reb Tzemachas says that if a person would open up a book, and they would open up a book on page 100, and they'd start reading the book, and they'd say, what kind of book is this? How could this character John do this to his own brother? Reb Tzemachas says, obviously, it's a ridiculous thing to do, because we don't know the whole story. We're opening up a page 100. It's the same thing very often when we judge other people. We don't know the whole story. We're not the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have a very small glimpse. We have a very small glimpse that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us of other people. And we have to make sure that glimpse, we understand, is only the smallest piece. And we have to try, even within that piece, to judge them favorably. But also to understand that the greatest aspect of who this person is so hidden from us. And that means that much of their life is hidden from us, but it also means the greatest aspect of who this person is, their neshama. And the deepest depths of who this person is, the greatest aspect, the bigger piece of the matzah, is their neshama. And Bezat Hashem, when we're Zochet, to try and focus on the neshama of a yid, to try and focus on that which cannot be readily seen. It's hidden away. The neshama is not visible to all of us, but it's hidden. So the more we're able to focus on that, Bezat Hashem, the more we'll be able to metake in the sin of Lashon Hara, and we'll speak only good, and we'll use our koch of speech continuously, not only just at the Seder properly, but more and more and more throughout the year. Thank you so much for joining us. Bezat Hashem, Chag Kasher V'Sameach.